I'm almost 50 years old, but I still feel like a little girl inside. My husband and I have been in love for 20 years now. I know it's not a very popular choice, but we have decided to walk the path of our lives alone, without children. Probably some circumstances have influenced us, such as being in different cities, work reasons, and so on. But we never regretted it, and we never looked back. Thanks to this state of freedom, we have been able to seize many opportunities that life has offered us so far. Even right now, I'm sitting at my desk in a building on the 41st floor in the center of Manhattan, facing a breathtaking view. We arrived in New York City a year ago. Wow, what a great experience. I love this city, even its noises. It surprises me every day. For every time I think I know it all, I discover something new. Since I was a child, however, I have had another great dream. Until recently, there had been the time or the right place to make it happen. In Italy, I worked a lot and I never had time to devote to this dream. But in Manhattan, I could, because I don't work now as my husband brings home bacon. Just a month after our arrival, I was holding a very tender poodle puppy, Joy. We didn't think much about giving her that name, but it represented our mood. I will never forget the thrill of holding her for the first time or the day we went to pick her up to take her home. Everything was ready before she arrived. Bed, toys, poop bags, food. I felt like an expectant mom. I confess that at the beginning it was not easy. I felt in a weight because she didn't like the food I gave her. She bit everything, even our hands and feet. Sometimes I was even afraid she would hurt me. Yes, she was so small. She peed everywhere and disturbed our everyday routine, even when I worked out at home. Little by little, things changed. She didn't bite anymore, as she wanted lots of pampering. She loved the food I made for her at home and had learned to pee just on the mats. She was so smart and so cute. I carried her with me everywhere in a small bag. We saw many places together and I protected her from the wind, rain and snow. It had become my reason for living with my husband in New York and she was part of my family. At night she would fall asleep on our bed and I was even jealous if she slept on my husband's head. I want to feel her close to me. She was my first thought in morning and my last thought in evening. Just like love. I loved her so much. She was my first and only bestie too. It had been 6 wonderful, unforgettable months. At some point, however, something was wrong. She was different. She didn't want to go out and she hid under the sofa. Often in the morning, she vomited and refused the food she loved so much. The empty time at the vet, the usual checkup. This time, however, she didn't go home immediately. She stayed to get exams. The innocent therapy began. Nothing serious, so they said, but my heart was starting to tremble. I didn't understand everything they said to me due to anxiety and my language problems. I waited for her after the therapies and I went to church to pray. After 3 days, they told me we had to take her to the hospital. Her condition didn't improve and her kidneys didn't work. The world collapsed on me. I was desperate and I didn't understand why this had happened to me. I just wanted my Joy. I needed her. The days in the hospital were the worst. In the evenings, she no longer slept with us. We could only see her once a day. I have never cried and prayed so much in my life. I was looking forward to seeing her, but then I tormented myself because she was increasingly thin, sad and suffering. They gave me hope and I felt in my heart she was leaving us. In the end was the final verdict. She had been sick from birth. We couldn't help her and nobody could save her. My husband and I had to do the most painful thing. We were there in that room when they sweetly put her to sleep. We looked each other in the eyes one last time. I promised her that she would stay in my heart forever. She was just a puppy. My puppy. I'm proud of myself because despite the many tears that flowed down my face, I was able to finish this story. Surely you're wondering whether I have adopted or will adopt another little dog. I don't think so. Before Joy, we were not so aware. Adopting a dog is not that different from adopting a child. Anyone who has a cat or dog can understand me very well. So no children, no dogs. Through my life, I have known pain in many forms, but last love was different. It hurt me close to the heart, and the lump in the throat has never gone away. How many times during the night have we been awake because she couldn't sleep? I held her in my arms, and for hours we looked out the window. Today I often stand and stare at the view. I know she's there somewhere looking at me. I smile and I feel happy.